الحمد لله الحمد لله المنشي الخلق من عدم ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء عظمه فطاب من طيبه نلقاه والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتهم يا رب بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لقد من الله على المؤمنين إذ بعث فيهم رسولا من أنفسهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك واتمم علينا نعمتك واسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين صدق الله العلي العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and friends, Allah Ta'ala, who is Arhamur Rahimeen, the embodiment of mercy, Allah who is the creator of mercy, Allah Ta'ala has given us this existence only and solely out of the demand of the mercy of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And our journey, as Maulana explained, and from all the beautiful programs that have been taking place, firstly myself, a reminder to myself and all of us, that we are on our journey to Allah Ta'ala. And our journey will only end when we reach Allah. And sadly, if we are on our journey, and like Maulana explained so beautifully, and all the other bayan, that I forget my direction of my journey. And I just carry on moving. And people remind me, you're on the wrong road. But they don't take heed. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly mentions, I created you out of my mercy. But, وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِظَلَّامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ You want to go in the wrong direction. And you landed up into hell. Allah save me, all of us. As Maulana explained, and our Shaykh, Allah grant afiyat, salamat, and extreme mercy upon our Hazrat, that how they pull us out of this wrong direction and they put us on our direction. So we should realize that Hazrat says that if people are hell bent to go to Jahannam, then who is going to pull them out? And Allah Ta'ala Himself reminds us that don't be like those people, that we gave you all the ni'mat and still you take the wrong road, and then we get people who have the audacity to say, if Allah is so merciful, then why are people getting lost? It is we that are getting lost. Allah's rahmat is there where it is from ever, and it will remain forever. But if we go out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who should we blame? Our example is like the small children, and this is what this Islah is all about. That from your nutfa, from your, when you're coming into this part of your journey, and from that drop of sperm, then you need to be nurtured. You need to be made, your tarbiyat has to be made. And tarbiyat means, when a seed is planted, and if a farmer forgets about his seed, and like today farmers, they say, we just cross our fingers, that the seed must grow. But in reality, they can't do anything. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاللَّهُ أَخْرَجَكُمْ مِنْ بُطُونِ أُمَّهَاتِكُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ شَيْئًا Allah took you out in this part of our journey. Allah took us out from our mother's womb. And Allah says, you knew nothing. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ wal absara wal afida. Then Allah Ta'ala gave us ears. And those ears not only when we came into the world. The first means to gain the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave us those ears. And whatever we hear, and while that child is in that womb of that mother already, in this part that his journey is starting already, from the death will be the second stage of our journey. And when we come into this world, this is the third stage. And we still got two more stages to go. So we have to see how we are on the right direction. But Allah did not send us as orphans that you go on your journey and you find your own road. Allah who is Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah made all the means, all the arrangements for us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all the intizam. First Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the whole universe. And before the whole universe also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us. And as Moana explained, that our beginning of our journey and our Shaykh also explained so beautifully that we shouldn't be forgetting that I'm on my journey of life. And on your journey of life, if you don't remain firm and you don't take guidance and you don't have tarbiyat, then it's like that seed when that stem comes out and it is not fastened and tied, then that seed as the wind blows is going to go this direction, that direction. And we see many, many trees in the world that now they are totally bent. But as far as the trees are concerned, and all the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala says clearly, they, Allah has put them on their course. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَهُ إِسْرَائِلُ وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. There isn't a thing, but it is busy in the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the trees also that we see that have gone bent, they are those trees that Allah is showing us, that all their life, they are busy in ruku, they are busy, some trees are gone so low, they are busy in sajda. And insan, we made you ashraful makhlukat. And before we send you on this part of your journey, your reality is, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمْ مِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدُهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ قَالُوا بَلَىٰ شَهِدْنَا أَن تَقُولُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ إِنَّا كُنَّا عَنْ هَذَا غَافِلِينَ. Allah says our reality which we are hearing over and over, that what is this Islam all about? That heart. Which is that heart? This is that heart which Allah created first all the souls. This heart can't be seen by the scans of men. This heart can't be seen with the outward naked eye. This heart is like that seed that is put in the ground. Allah first made the seed, and the best of all seeds is Hazrati Insan. And Allah Ta'ala created us for what? Allah is mustaghni. Allah Ta'ala is totally independent. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inform us, wa rabbukal ghani, your Rabb, your Creator who brought you from non-existence into existence. And this is Allah, Khallaqi Azeem, Khallaqi Aleem, that mighty Creator who was ever existing. Wal awwal wal akhir, wal zahir wal batin. Allah is the first, there's no first before Allah. Allah is the last, there's no last after Allah. Allah is forever. So there's no question who created Allah. Allah is the Creator. Allah was ever existing. And Allah is independent. Allah Ta'ala doesn't need us. Then the thought comes to the mind, this weak mind of ours. When we want to use our minds to understand Allah, then like Shaitan, Iblis, got totally lost and mardood. And because he got lost, he wants to take us all in the same direction. That Allah Ta'ala says, you knew nothing. We gave you this ears to listen first. If you listen to the right things, and then when you come, your eyes open up and you see the right things, then your heart will start working correctly. And this heart is not the physical heart that everybody is worried about today. I mustn't get a heart attack. We have all myself first. The biggest Ru attack is on I have got. And we're not worried of the Ru attack. We are worried of the heart attack. And everybody will spend all their resources to try and sort out the heart. And how Shaitan will fool us that they'll put up on life support. Whereas there's no such a thing like life support. In other words, nobody can control your life and keep you alive.
this rule is your life. And that is the rule we'll only see ourselves when Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. That this reality which Allah created all the arwah, all of us, Allah created us first, till the last human being that's going to come into the world. And then Allah Ta'ala, who is Arhamur Rahimeen, Allah didn't leave us like orphans, Allah presented Himself. And the splendor of Allah is just a brilliant of a brilliant of an iota of Allah's nur will make a person be overtaken with the love of Allah. And when Allah Ta'ala presented Himself and Allah Ta'ala said, Alastu bi Rabbikum. And all of us, as we heard in the bayan also, Mufti Musayyab mentioned so beautifully, there are those buzurgs of recent times who says, we know which ruh was next to me, which ruh was next to me, and on this side, on that side. If we forgot, it is our problem. But Allah did not leave us here, and Allah is not going to question us who was next to us. Allah Ta'ala is going to question us, that I made all the arrangements for you. And I may gave you a detail. Today we all boast, as Moana explained, with the smartphone, we are gone totally ugly. That now we think, I'll just put in my garment this route, and I'll reach my destination. And where many a times, Allahu Akbar, you put in your garment and you don't know where you are. The garment doesn't know there's a detour this side, there's a detour this side. So Allah Ta'ala didn't give us all these artificial things and to get lost. Allah Ta'ala made the road very, very clearly. When Allah presented Himself, when Allah said, Alastu bi Rabbikum, am I not your Rabb? Did I not bring you from non-existence into existence? And then all of us, with one voice, and according to many narrations, the first most beautiful voice that came out was none other than our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all the voices we said, Qalu bala. That, oh Allah, undoubtedly you are our Rabb, you are our creator, you are our sustainer, you are our nourisher, you taking care of us. Every second of oxygen that I'm getting, no life support machine can increase my oxygen. No life support machine can decrease my oxygen. Yes, they'll only decrease our brains with all our financials and put us into more difficulty. That no, as long as our medical aid, that haram, which is still in our account, they'll exhaust that. And now they put you to sleep. Which in reality, if we were not on the right road, and now when we see our roof, Malakul Maud comes to you. That is the time when you see a person who just passes away. Allah make it easy, take us all with afiyat, salamati, and husne khatima. This is the biggest worry we have to have. That on my journey, I mustn't come to a point that say I'm a dead end, and now I'm lost and I can't come back. While we hear Allah made all the arrangements. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't you know, this body is not your reality. This body is going into the qabr. And when your reality, أَفَلَا يَعْلَمُ إِذَا بُعْثِرَ مَا فِي الْقُبُورِ وَحُصِّلَ مَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. What is your reality in your heart, that ruh, that will be made known to you at the time of your qiyamah. Every person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, has got two qiyamah. Our first qiyamah is when Malakul Maud comes. Then already I knew, whether I passed my journey, or I got totally lost in my journey. And when we see a person, when he passes away, his mouth is wide open. His eyes are popped out. Why at that time, a person now sees that I thought I'm very clean, I'm white, I'm giving a big bayan, I've got a white kurta on. And in reality, my actual ruh, I'm too worried, as Hazrat explains, and make us realize all the time. That the Imam Sahib, before he goes to his Jummah, he's worried that my kurta, there mustn't be a crease on it. There mustn't be dust on it. We all worried of the outward. And the reality, my ruh, the 100,000, a poet says it so beautifully. You standing in front of the mirror, one small black dot came on your face. And you scratching it out and putting this cream and that cream. And all that is to make us more, to just detract us more from Allah Ta'ala. He says, the 100,000 black spots on my heart, that is there I'm not worried about. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, on our journey, when we get lost and we don't remain firm, which Allah Ta'ala has taught us, till that seed, if it's tied properly, that stem that it comes out, it's a weakling. But when it's tied, the farmer ties it and keeps it tied, then that tree will grow up straight. And this is what Islah is all about. that we become straight in our life. We become human beings. Allah made us His best of all creation. And as we heard over and over, and our Hazrat explained also, and we see in our Khanqah here, it's not just, and it's not for particular people or particular group. This is first for me and the whole ummah. The whole ummah, we have to have this fikr. How every one of us, we can come straight in life. And we can meet Allah Ta'ala in such a way. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُوا لِقَاءَ رَبِّ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Those who desire to meet Allah, just remain straight and do the right thing. And see, Allah will desire you. And Allah will wait for us. And Allah will inform our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Allah will inform all our family members, this one is coming. And everybody will be waiting for us. So anyway, just to make it simple for us to understand that our reality is not this body. This body, as Maulana explained, is just that vehicle. And then you'll now be in a transit lounge. And in this transit lounge is not to pass our time. Here Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to prepare for our real exam. And as Maulana explained, that the real exam is what we have to be worried about. That the through that Allah put the reality, the marifat, the recognition of Allah, when we saw Allah, Allah put the recognition in our heart already, in the soul already. And Allah Ta'ala knew that Allah Ta'ala's system is going to be that souls, we were like small ants. There we couldn't really make sajda. We couldn't appreciate the outward ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, like food, homes, all these things that we need just for the body. But the real actual ni'mat, the marifat of Allah, that Allah planted already. But as that marifat of Allah grows and becomes stronger and stronger, then as who could have more greater marifat than our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam? From that we understand Allah is unlimited. Allah is the creator. All the creation put together, you can have all the marifat, only what Allah gives. It's not even a brilliant of an iota of the recognition of Allah. Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which Allah Ta'ala says that on this journey, now we didn't send you alone. Allah Ta'ala says, Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child that came in this world, that when we put your ruh into this vehicle, this body, when you came into the world, you were born on the natural dispensation. In other words, naturally there's iman in your heart already. You have Allah, we have seen Allah already. Now it is like that seed has to grow up and that seed has to be tied. And as long as there's one of two ways that the seed can go into the wrong direction. Either it is not tied, it will get lost from the beginning. If it is tied also, then that seed will grow, that stem will grow up straight. And then it has to be nurtured till it reaches its, like we say, the tree is giving beautiful fruit. The tree is so wonderful and the tree is so old. But see how much fruit I'm getting from that. So like that. And either if it is tied, and like I say, Allah's mercy is there. But we move out of the mercy and we say, then why so many Muslims are getting killed? Why so many Muslims are going through difficulties in Palestine, etc.? Allah Ta'ala wa Dada Shaykh, and this is what Allah Ta'ala has commanded us. Be in the righteous and pious company. When you be in the righteous and pious company, you will be tied. And if you move out on your own, if you tied and you move away, then don't blame anybody else. So we have to see, if we don't want to remain tied, we'll be just in the outward. We'll be worried of our outward structures and our reality we'll forget. And this is, we see clearly what Allah Ta'ala has informed us from before Allah Ta'ala created us. And Allah Ta'ala made the whole universe all for mine and your benefit. And then Allah Ta'ala created His best of creation, Hazrat Insan. لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, undoubtedly, most definitely, O insan, we made you the best of all our creation. We gave you the best of features, everything. And we gave you such intellect that all the creation put together don't have that intellect. But Allah Ta'ala says, if you don't remain firm, and you don't walk on that path that Allah has made for us, then ثُمَّ رَدَدْنَاهُ أَسْفَلَ سَافِلِينَ. In a short while you'll see, the best of creation will become the worst of creation. And today we see the world we are living in, Yes, Allah Ta'ala has informed us through our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The time is going to come where degeneration is going to take place, not in the body. The body is a small thing. It's a vehicle. The degeneration of the ruh, which is the real worry that myself, all of us have to be worried. And that is why Allah Ta'ala says, on this journey, the greatest ni'mat that Allah bless us with. One is first, Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. Alladhi khalaqaka, fasawwaka, fa'adalak. That, O insan, who, what has put you into deception with regard to your Rabb, who made you from nothing and gave you existence? And why? Because Allah is kareem. Alladhi yatafaddalu alayna biduni istiqaqin wa minnatin. That great being who favors without begging, without asking Allah. None of us could say that we deserve to be believed, to be human beings. We deserve to have existence. Allah gave us existence without asking Allah, without making dua to Allah. And then Allah gave us existence in the best of forms. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us that لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The greatest favor Allah ta'ala could have done upon the whole creation. But here Allah ta'ala is saying, particularly the believers, those who realize, they follow the system of Allah ta'ala, remain tied to what Allah ta'ala has informed us, to the mashayikh, the first of all, the greatest of all creation, the Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. To show men that when Allah sends you in this part of your life, the first part we were in Arabi and Wa, then Allah Ta'ala created our bodies in the Alame, the Raham, where in our mother's womb, Allah created our bodies. Within 4 months or so, our bodies were made. Then Allah put the Ruh already in that world of ours. And if anybody had to tell us in the womb of your mother, when your Ruh was put in there, and only after 4 months or so, the mother, now when she goes for the checkup or she feels, they'll ask her, are you feeling some movement? Now the child is kicking around. It's in that world of his. And somebody has to tell that child that, you know what, well, you're going to come out into another world. And how you're going to come out, it's mind-boggling. All the minds of the world, tell all the medical scientists in the world that make so many women scared that your baby is tangled. It's like this. They don't know head or tail what is happening to that baby. As Mawlana say, everything is only in the hands of Allah Rabbul Izzat. So we shouldn't fall into the trap of shaitan that has made our life. Unfortunately, we think we are sophisticated, but we have become intellectual, ignorant people. Allah Ta'ala save us in this world of technology, which Mawlana has explained so beautifully, that the technology, which we say the digital world, is actually from the word Dajjal, which is a deception. And the time is coming, which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam explained. And we in that time already, all the preludes of Dajjal is already in myself, in all of us. The main effort and the main destruction of Dajjal will be materialism. And materialism, that everyone, I can be an alim, I can be whoever, in any work of deen also, but let me see what is my main fikr. My house must be, I must get a better house, a better car, I must get more wages, and all this what? It's just a deception. That all this we're going to leave behind. And that is why Allah Ta'ala didn't want us to get lost in this world. So from the first human being, our great-grandfather, Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then Allah created our great-grandmother, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, and Allah knew, وَخُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. I made insan, but this insan is so weak, outwardly he thinks as he grows, he forgets his reality. And that is why Allah informed us that when I send you in the world, remember, one is to recognize Allah. But how is that child going to recognize Allah? Allah says, every child has got that seed planted in it. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُحَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. Now those parents who are getting this gift from Allah Ta'ala, this child, either they will make their child a Muslim, either they will make their child a Jew or a Christian. And sadly, we're living in that time which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that you will follow the path of those people tooth and nail. Such a hypothetical example Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave, if they go into a hole of a lizard, you'll also go into a hole of that lizard. Sahaba was shocked. Who are these people? Al-Yahud wa Nasara? You talking of the Yahud and Nasara, O Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which were those who were the major groups at that time. But it means everything besides the lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything besides that life is taking us onto the wrong road. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, who else? It is only those people you will imitate. And today myself, we all see. And in every way of life, that is why Allah Ta'ala did not want us to get lost. Allah created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Allah Ta'ala knew the system will be insan, awwala nasin, awwalu nas, awwala nasin. Insan is so, we forget very quick that why, what is my object of life? Allah Ta'ala told Adam alayhi salam, just stay away from that one fruit. Shaitan, with all his efforts, he made Adam alayhi salatu wasalam forget. And Adam alayhi salam from that one tree, and Allah Ta'ala shows us, for your nourishment, if you eat the wrong thing, the moment you eat something wrong, your haya, your shame will go. And this is what Shaitan's effort is. Give insan the wrong food, and then his character will be lost. His shame will be lost. And today we feel proud that every week I'm at this restaurant. I'm at that restaurant. Eating all we don't, Allah save me. What filth and dirt is, forget going into our stomach. The direct effect onto our ruh. And from that we'll see outwardly, Allahu Akbar. When immediately Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Hawa alayhi salatu wasalam, just touched that fruit and tasted it. What? Then their clothes fell down. And they started covering themselves with the leaves of the beautiful trees of Jannat. And then Allah Ta'ala informed us. Then Allah sent Adam alayhi salam into this world. And to live in this world, Allah taught Adam alayhi salam all the things of this world, how to make our homes and how to make our food, etc. So here we don't need big universities. We don't have to become big architects and engineers and all that to know how to live. Over 1400 years, people lived in villages, lived in small homes. The king of both the worlds, Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, lived in the small world and in a small home. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was that personality that even the trees recognized. Jaat lil azjaru sajidatan. Allama Busayri rahmatullahi is Kasira Buddha says, even a tree left his stem into the, his roots into the ground. When he saw Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he came to make sajda and acknowledge, you are the final Nabi of Allah. Then Allah says, insan, we gave you aqal, where you got lost? So Allah Ta'ala says, the greatest ni'mat we did upon insan, when we send Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْبَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِينَ. That Allah Ta'ala sent the greatest personality, our beloved Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, with the first thing which Allah created, the nur of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And as we explain, that nur that has to go into my heart and all our heart, then we'll see clearly the darkness of this world and which is the path to tread. So Allah Ta'ala says the greatest favor was we send Hazrat Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that man must not get lost in this world. إِذْبَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِينَ and يَتْلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ. The first thing the child has to hear when it comes in the world with this body, that azan in the one ear. That Allah is, who created us? Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah gave us this life. And how long is our life in this world? Immediately after azan, and this is the responsibility of the parents, immediately after that azan is the iqama in the next year. So in other words, after azan is given, we still maybe have 5-10 minutes for our sunnah. But after that, when iqama starts, the imam is not going to wait for us. So at that time already, jamaat is going to start. And if we are still unmindful, we'll lose our namaz. And sadly, Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has explained to us that one namaz you lose, it's like you lost your whole family and everything. But does it tickle my heart? I'll be worried, how come I lost that deal? I was busy at the time of namaz and we lose a deal and we worried about that 1,000 rand or 1,000,000 rand or whatever. But one namaz, one rakat we lose. Takbir-e-ula we lose. So this reality Allah Ta'ala puts in my heart that we have to remain firm under the guidance of the righteous, pious servant. When we remain firm and we remain bounded, then we'll grow up straight. And this tarbiyat has to be made, hatta ya'tiyakal yaqeen, until malakul maut comes to us. And then when we see our reality, our Shaykh explained so beautifully, that this reality we will only see, like when there's a plane crash, everybody is worried what happens. And here man also thinks he's got technology. So there's a box in the plane where all the, what the pilot, everybody are talking about. So when the plane crashes, they first want the black box, that what was going on. And here also, when a person now is in that condition, Allah Ta'ala says, Hatta إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِ, that now when your soul is reaching your throat, and everybody can see, all the foolish of the life support, all that fool they putting us in, that now we'll put that life support and we'll still in. You can't lengthen anybody's life. Everybody will ask, is there any the molestab to give tawiz? Is there anybody? Allah Ta'ala says, Hatta إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِي وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقِ وَظَنَّ أَنَّهُ الْفِرَاقِ وَالْتَفَّتِ السَّاقُ بِالسَّاقِ. Now they know he's going, but still they try to fool us and say so on life support. As we learn, our real life support, the root, the support of the life is that مُجھے کچھ خبر نہیں تھی تیرا درد کیا ہی یا رب. Oh Allah, that recognition, that marifat that you put in my heart in alam-e arwah, to grow that recognition, you send your men, the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and Allah gave us our constitution of life, and Allah gave all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, that Allah Ta'ala send the rusuls with the chariot at all those times, and the final and the only last final kitab is the Qur'an-i Kareem, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Zalikal kitab. This is your constitution. And any constitution of the world that goes against the constitution of Allah Ta'ala, we should not follow that at all. We don't even turn, we put that out of our life. And thus, who will guide us to? Allah Ta'ala says, on your own, you won't understand the constitution of Allah Ta'ala. Ask, beg Allah Ta'ala, اِهْدِنَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Oh Allah, put me on the straight path, this constitution, this kitabullah of yours. But how will I find, how will I able to tread on Kitabullah? Allah Ta'ala said, Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Hold firm onto the life of those people we have favored. And who are the people that we have favored? Allah Ta'ala makes it clear. Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghairil maghdubi alayhim. Don't look with the eyes of your head. And you think now you only looking at your body, you forget our ruh. And then what we see, that no, the people of this dunya, they are controlling the world, which nobody is controlling the world. Allah Ta'ala says, وَهُوَ اللَّهِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّهُ لَهُ الْحَمْدُ فِي الْأُولَى وَالْآخِرَةِ وَلَهُ الْحُكْمُ وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ. No Jewish lobby is controlling the world. No government in the world is controlling the world. It is only Allah Ta'ala's command. And Allah Ta'ala says, the greatest favor we did, whenever man gets lost and loses his path, Allah send the man of Allah to guide them. The first of which Allah favored the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Those that took heed and followed in the lifestyle of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, they reached their destination smilingly. And Allah Ta'ala says in the Qur'an-i Kareem, that in that world, the real world now, when your first station of your real journey is starting the qabr, you reach your station and you're happy. Now you want to inform your people, hey, I'm now on my way, I'm very happy. But there you can't send any SMS. You can't send any message. Allahu Akbar. If we only follow that right path and we remain firm and tied to our the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala says, قَالَ يَا لَيْتَ قَوْمِي يَعْلَمُونَ بِمَا غَفَرَ لِي رَبِّي وَجْعَلَنِي مِنَ الْمُكْرَمِينَ. That Allah gave us all these great, great ni'mat. The Qur'an-i Kareem, which is the first duty of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the first duty of a child, and the only knowledge we're supposed to be learning is knowledge of Qur'an-i Kareem. And then to save our hearts from getting in this world, all the attractions that Allah has put to test us in this world, which Allah says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ. The short journey of this part of our life is to test us. Don't get distracted. Just remain firm and connected to the righteous and pious servants. So fortunate are those parents who did their work from the beginning, while their child was in the womb. And today we can't understand what our brain is. But we hear in recent times, as the Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explains, his parents, grandparents, such pious women, that when a child was born, he was reading Quran Sharif already. Because the child heard the Quran Sharif in the womb of the mother. And this is which Allah Ta'ala's clear sign, سَنُرِيمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah is showing us our signs. We are very, very fortunate, Allah, and Allah Ta'ala kept after the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and when Sahaba, before the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were lost. But when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the world, and from inception, before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made a Nabi, Allah ta'ala said, every Nabi was sent with that nur of marifat, but the environment they were living, till the age of 40, Allah did not give nabuwat to show that when a person gets wise, physically, spiritually matured, now he can't lose his direction. Now he must pick up totally. And there's no time, time is up already. But when Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was only 20 years of age, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was only 18 years. He accompanied Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on a trade mission to Syria. And at that time he saw the character of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it came in his heart, this is the company I must keep and I can't lose this company. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came at the age of 40, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu was at the age of 38. At that time, Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announced the marifat of Allah, the oneness of Allah, قُولُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ تُفْلِحُونَ, say لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ, and this is our success. Immediately it came in Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu's mind that this is a true person. But let me just ask, what is your proof that you are the messenger of Allah? Hazrat Abu Bakr, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, didn't you see a dream in Syria? He was shocked. This is only Allah ta'ala could inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the first person that stayed with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tick and turn and remain tied, and remain connected to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, by the time he was in 2 years at the age of 40, so to say only 2 years of age, at that time already, he was making the dua. Allah ta'ala says, when a person remains firm, by the time you are 16, 17, you're supposed to be physically matured. And when you become at the age of 40, now you're supposed to be totally matured and making dua all the time. Rabbi awzi'ni anashkura ni'mataka allati an'amta alayhi wa ala walidayhi wa an'amala salihan tardah wa aslih li fi dhurriyati inni tubtu ilayk wa inni minal muslimin. Oh Allah, I make shukr, the ni'mat you gave me. You created my ruh, oh Allah. You put your marifat in me and then you guided me onto the right path. You connected me to the right company, oh Allah. And oh Allah, I can't make enough shukr that you guided me, you guided my parents, you guided my, and make my children also the Islam. And oh Allah, I make tawbah every day, and I make a firm pledge I will remain a true Muslim. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding that this is Islam. It's not just for a particular, it's for all of us till we reach Maut. Otherwise we'll be just working on the outward structures. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informed us that, let me tell you, knowledge will be lifted from the world. The first thing our namazes, as our pious, our sheikh teaches us, that let me see my own namaz. That the masjids are full, beautiful buildings, but we are all empty with the connection with Allah Ta'ala. So we can't make enough shukr. And our real parents are those who connect us to Allah. Our spiritual parents. So Allah give us tawfiq that we beg Allah Ta'ala and we make this dua daily, and we make dua for our shaykh and our mashayikh, that Allah Ta'ala keep them healthy and give them husni, give us all husni khatima, that we can meet Allah Ta'ala with all of the pious under the flag of Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in such a way that Allah is happy with us and we are extremely everlasting happy. Allah give us tawfiq. Subhanallah.